The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show.
It's a dual prop low wing aircraft. So it's a smaller aircraft. It's kind of like a if you saw a Piper Cub or a Cessna, 172 or 192, something like that, a four seater. It would have just the wings would be on the bottom of the fuselage. And you'd have a bunch of equipment in the back, but it's a little bit bigger than that. But,
okay.
I mean, that's the idea of it. It's not a terribly big plane, which is why there's and they have all this data collection equipment in this thing, computers, big time. This is the thing that was forced to land over in China, where they had to blow up all the computers and stuff like that before the Chinese could get there. It's the same thing. It's in use today still. But there's no room inside those things. So, I mean, to move around, the crew, I think, is a crew of four. I think that's all you can fit in that thing with all the computers and everything. So,
right.
It collects signals. It collects data, seismology, signals intelligence type stuff, all the communications you can think of.
Greg, I think I found the... I was looking for the video. Isn't it amazing that this Nightline video, I don't know how you found it, but this video from Nightline has basically been scrubbed from YouTube.
Yeah, I looked for that.
You cannot find it. It does not exist. Now, it may be out there somewhere, but the video in question, you're going to...
It's on Junk Bond server.
It is on Junk Bond server. It's also on that episode of Reverse Deception Radio. Now, listen to this. I don't know if you knew this. By the way, Greg Carpenter, host of Reverse Deception Radio and host of a three-part series heard in 2016 here on the Crusade Channel, part one, part two, and part three of what really happened on TWA Flight 800. Big news today at thefederalist.com. William F. Marshall has a piece out on the front page. We need to know if intelligence agencies covered up the 1996 crash of TWA Flight 800. Mr. Marshall has this from his piece as well, Greg. Quote, journalist James Sanders and his wife Liz, a TWA flight attendant, this was on one of the Verse Deception episodes, who knew many of the TWA 800 victims, actually were prosecuted by the government and convicted for having materials they'd received from TWA 800's remains tested for missile residue, the presence of which was confirmed.
Right. Right. And so, and that started almost immediately after the investigation started, because the eyewitnesses said that they saw surface-to-air and ocean-to-air discharges that impacted the aircraft liner. So that was what Steve Bongart said, that they first started going through was all of the eyewitness testimony, and then different parts. Now, while he was out collecting all of the testimony of the folks, different parts of the plane disappeared from the hangar. As they found these pieces, different parts disappeared and were taken by other FBI agents, and the NTSB people were escorted out of the room. When they came back, different sections of the plane were gone, and they were all right around the center where they talked about that the center fuel tank.
Center fuel tank.
Impossible combustion. Right, where it had the combustion that never would have happened if the laws of physics were in play.
Now, Greg, just from what I listened to on the Reverse Deception radio shows, and from some things that have now... occurred recently here. This idea here that we can explain how this happened by the spark that allegedly ignited the fuel in the center tank, and that this then led to a cataclysmic chain of events that, as I recall, people were pointing out that you cannot, there's no way, try and conduct that experiment and see if you can get it to work. No way you can get that chain of events to work. If you made a full model replica of a center fuel tank and then the two on the wings and then the pumps and everything. If you made it and you tried to introduce...
To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca, having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.